This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network.
Angry Old Man Podcast is a one-man voice characterization and improvisational company.
It's opening joke time here on the Angry Old Man Podcast.
Yeah.
And who has an opening joke today?
I have a joke for you guys today, Robert.
Oh, good. Nothing from you, Curly?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Robert. The bucket is hitting the bottom in the well of jokes.
The bucket. It's hitting the bottom.
So sorry. It is. I'm sorry to say I've not heard a good joke in a very long time.
Oh, so that's too bad.
I'm hoping that some of our friends listening out there, if they have a joke, they can send it to me at angryoldmanpodcast@gmail.com. That would be mucho apreciado. As our Spanish friends say.
It's not Spanish. What the hell are you talking about?
I think it is.
I think that's just your way of bastardizing the Spanish language.
Well, I beg to differ, my friend. I do believe that it is the correct way of saying much appreciated. Isn't it, Cheeks?
He's pretty close, Robert.
He is.
I rest my case.
Yes, he is. For once, it's muy apreciado, not mucho.
Really? Well, that's close enough. Muy, mucho, what the hell's the difference?
Well, the difference is muy is very appreciated, and mucho is much appreciated. That's the difference.
Well, tomato, tomato. What?
No, in Spanish is tomate.
Oh, yes, tomate.
Tomate.
That's right, tomate.
Yeah, tomate.
Since when do you speak Spanish, Chief?
When I got my iPhone.
Your iPhone?
That's right, my iPhone.
How?
You can just write it in the translator, and it gives it to you in Spanish.
Oh.
Or you can ask Siri.
You can ask Siri to translate.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Why don't you ask her to say tomato in Spanish?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, Siri?
Uh-huh.
How do you say tomato in Spanish?
El tomate es...
Well, I'll be darned.
See? So, much appreciated is muy apreciado.
Yeah, but...
Or mucho apreciado is close enough.
And as I said, tomato, tomate.
Yes,
same thing.
Well, I guess I stand corrected.
Yeah.
Well, Cheeks.
Yeah?
You said you had a joke for us, so go ahead and let us hear what you have.
Well, it will be my pleasure, Mr. Roberto.
It would be Señor Roberto.
Oh, yes, Señor.
That's correct, Señor Roberto.
Yeah.
Gracias, Señor Puto.
Why did you call me?
What does that mean?
Never mind. There was this old woman, and she was listening to a radio station.
Okay.
And she heard a song called Two Hot Lips and Seven Kisses.
Wait a minute.
What?
A song called Two Hot Lips and Seven Kisses.
That's right.
I don't think there is such a song.
Why don't you ask Siri if
I will.
Yeah.
Siri, is there such a song as Two Hot Lips and Seven Kisses?
Go away and stop bothering me.
What the hell does she mean? Go away and stop bothering me.
I think she was pretty clear.
Yeah.
Go away and stop bothering
her. Stop bothering Siri.
But she's supposed to answer my questions.
She told you to go away and stop bothering her. Now go away and stop bothering her, will you please?
No, even Siri is against me, man.
Yes, we're all against you. Come on, Cheeks. Continue, please.
Okay, so this old lady was listening to the radio station. She heard the song Two Hot Lips and Seven Kisses. She liked it so much, she called the radio station to get the number of the record company because she wanted to buy that particular song.
Perhaps she should have asked Siri for the number of that record company instead of calling.
I told you to go away and stop bothering me.
Why don't you kiss my ass, Siri?
Oh, Curly. You are so classy.
Curly, just leave Siri alone, please.
Yes,
she's too smart for you, okay?
You can't win. Just leave her alone.
But why does she hate me so much?
Just let me continue with my joke, please.
What did I do to her?
May I continue?
Yes, continue.
All right.
Go ahead, Jakes.
So the old lady got the phone number of the record company, but when she dialed it, she accidentally called a gas station instead of a radio station.
A gas station?
station.
A gas station.
And what did she say to him?
She asked him, do you have two hot lips and seven kisses?
And what did the guy tell her?
And the guy at the gas station said, no, but I got two nuts and seven inches. And the woman says, is that a record? And he says, no, that's pretty average.
The following program is presented by the County Anger Management Department. Remember, words spoken in anger are like an old hooker at your cousin Leo's wedding reception. Everyone smiles at her, but no one wants to shake her hand or kiss her with a probing tongue. Thank you.
All aboard!
It's the Angry Homie Podcast. We don't sing and we don't just want to make you happy, make you laugh until you crap your pants. Come on and laugh until you crap your pants. Come on, work it out.
Welcome, everybody, to the Angry Old Man Podcast. My name is Robert Q, and with me I have two of my best buddies.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, my little buddy, Harry Cheeks.
Oh, thank you, Robert. Hi, everybody.
And, of course, everybody's favorite, Mr. Curly Fries.
Yes, thank you. I am everyone's favorite.
Oh, Curly.
Yes?
You are such a lunatic.
Oh, Siri, please. Your services are no longer required. Please, skedaddle.
I've got your skedaddle right here.
But Siri, please, stop it.
Curly, you're not going to win with Siri. Just leave her alone, please.
But she is attacking me, man.
Yeah, let's just let Siri go back to sleep and let's get on with the Angry Old Man Podcast.
Yes, please.
And we are so happy that you could join us here today.
Yes, we are very happy, but it's been a while since we produced a podcast, and there are, a plethora of reasons.
A plethora.
Yes, that's what I said. A plethora.
I don't think you know what plethora means.
I sure do.
Then tell us what plethora means.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Well, let me break that down for you. First, you have your pleth.
We have a pleth.
Yes, pleth.
Pleth.
And then you got your your Torah.
Why are you laughing?
Pleth.
That's not funny.
That's not funny, huh?
No, it's not funny.
Not very.
What the fuck do you mean it's not funny? When he does Let Me Break It Down for You, it's funny. Everybody laughs.
It is.
I do it, and it's not funny.
You're not funny.
No, you're not.
Well, why is it not funny?
Cheeks, please explain to him why it's not funny.
Well, it's just like that one guy that went to prison. Yeah, he went to prison, and, he wants to fit in with everybody. So he is at in the mess hall. They're eating breakfast or whatever the hell it was, maybe lunch.
Okay.
And they're supposed to really keep quiet.
Uh-huh.
They're not allowed to talk very much at all. So he's eating his porridge.
He's eating porridge.
Porridge. He's in prison.
Oh, prison.
And all of a sudden, a guy on the other side of the mess hall stands up and he yells out, number one.
Number one?
Yeah, he yells out, number one.
And what happened?
And everybody just cracks up. They're all laughing, pounding their tables. And he's looking around and saying, what the fuck's going on?
Well, that's understandable. What the hell's funny about number one?
Let me explain.
Yeah. Please do.
When this guy got back to his cell, he asked the cellmate, he said, what the hell was that at the at breakfast when that guy got up and yelled out number one and everybody started cracking up?
And his cellmate said?
Well, the cellmate explained that in the prison, they are not allowed to talk during their meals.
Okay.
So down in the library, they have a joke book.
A joke book.
That's right. A joke book, and all the jokes are numbered.
Okay, they're numbered.
Yes, every single joke is numbered, and when a new inmate comes in, he goes down to the library, he reads the joke book, and remembers every single joke.
And then what?
Well, during their meals, a guy will get up and yell out number one.
Yeah. Paul.
Everybody remembers that joke and they start laughing.
So how does that pertain to me not being funny?
I'm getting to it. So this guy that just got into prison decides that he wants to be part of the group. So he goes down to the library. He takes the joke book and he reads it from cover to cover, remembers all the numbers and all the jokes. And at the next meal, suddenly a guy gets up and he yells out, "Number 23.
And what happened then, huh?
And the whole place exploded. Everybody's laughing, you know, they're hitting the tables with their trays.
And what about the new guy?
Well, he waited for the laughter to die down, and then he gets up.
Yeah.
And he goes, "Number 7.
Yeah.
And silence.
Silence?
Yes, total and complete silence.
Complete silence.
Yes, nothing but silence. So a few seconds later, another guy from the other side of the mess hall gets up and he yells out, "Number 417. And the mess hall explodes. Everybody's laughing. They're slamming their tables. They're going nuts.
So what does the new guy do?
Well, he thinks maybe they didn't hear him. So he gets up one more time and he said, "Number 58.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Just silence like before.
So what did he do?
Well, he's very embarrassed. He sits down, finishes his meal, goes back to his cell, and when he sees his cellmate, he says, "What the hell happened there? You know, I did what everybody else did. I remembered all the jokes. I got up and I yelled it out nice and loud 2 times, and nobody laughed. Why the hell not?"
And what did he say?
And his cellmate said, "Well, some people just can't tell a joke, just like you."
What the hell are you talking about? I can tell a joke.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. Just give it up and tell us what the hell plethora means.
But Robert,
Curly, you're more of a director than you are a performer.
I'm a director?
Remember, you are the creative director of the Angry Old Man podcast.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so you're more of a director than a performer.
Right.
Cheeks is a little more of a performer.
He's a performer.
Yes.
That is correct. And I am the director.
Yes, you are the director.
Absolutely.
So, could you direct us to the further explanation of plethora that we're, anxiously awaiting for you to tell us?
Well, plethora comes from a similar Greek word, which means fullness.
Fullness, huh?
It means an abundance of. Which means we have an abundance of reasons why we could not produce a new podcast.
Yes, that is correct. We have not been able to produce a brand new podcast because we've all been traveling with Mr. X.
Boy, have we ever. We've been almost around the world.
Well, not quite around the world. We were more like in the undercarriage of the world.
The undercarriage?
Yes, the undercarriage of the world.
Please explain that because that doesn't sound very delicious.
It doesn't sound delicious.
No, undercarriage, you know, means a lot of things.
Yes, the undercarriage connotation is could be, you know, many things.
Yes.
So please explain a little bit further.
Well, yes, it's like when you take a shower.
When you take a shower.
Yeah, you take a shower,
right,
and then you clean or dry the undercarriage to make sure, you know, that it's nice and dry and not, you know, musty.
It's not musty.
Yes, musty.
You don't want an undercarriage that's musty.
Yes.
But now, what's the world's undercarriage?
Well, I wouldn't call it the undercarriage, but it is down under. And I'm talking about Australia.
Yes, but you called it the undercarriage first.
Well, no, I didn't call Australia the undercarriage. I started, you know, trying to give you an example of going down under.
Yeah.
And the first thing that popped up was the undercarriage.
Yeah. And then you wonder why everybody hates you.
What the hell are you talking about, why everybody
hates
me?
Well, because you just inferred that Australia is located down around the asshole.
But I didn't call Australia an asshole.
You did. Yeah. You said the down in the undercarriage, and when somebody is taking a shower, and you're you're cleaning your undercarriage, what the hell are you cleaning but your ass?
Exactly.
I just said that...
you were drying your asshole.
You specifically brought up a shower.
Yes.
And when someone is taking a shower, and then you're drying the undercarriage, what the hell is your undercarriage?
Well, it's your asshole. That's what it is.
Well, no, I wasn't specifically going for the asshole. It's just that the idea to go down under, and that's the first thing I thought of.
About your asshole.
Fine, my asshole, but I didn't mean to call Australia an asshole.
Well, then apologize to all the Australians, because the Aussies are going to come up here and kick your ass.
Yes.
I can promise you that.
Yeah, Mr. X's dear aunt and his first cousins and a whole bunch of friends, they all live down there.
Well, exactly.
Now you're saying they're all living in the asshole. Come on.
I didn't say that they were living in the asshole. I never called Australia an asshole. But I was just trying to, get a word undercarriage, and the only thing that came up was...
the asshole part.
The asshole part, yes. Yeah.
Now, apologize to the dear old aunt, the first cousins, our friends that live down in Australia.
Yes, but I never said...
Just apologize.
Yes, we want a sincere apology.
Ladies and gentlemen, especially our dear friends down under.
Don't laugh.
Not the undercarriage of the world, but down under in Australia. A beautiful country.
Yes, very beautiful.
Because we spent almost a month there and enjoyed every moment of it. So I do apologize sincerely.
Yes.
I didn't mean to infer.
Imply.
That your country is located where the asshole normally would be.
So what you're saying is, if the world did have an asshole, it would not be in Australia, correct?
That is correct.
Good.
If the world did indeed have an asshole, it would not be where present-day Australia is located.
If the world did have an asshole, it would be located where Curly's double-wide, four-stories high mobile home is located.
Wait a minute. Now, if the world had an asshole, it would be where I live.
I think we're all in agreement about that.
You know, I resent that. You always turn it around on me. Either I'm the asshole or I'm the... Why am I always the butt of all the jokes?
Yes, because you're an asshole.
I'm not. I'm not the asshole, okay? We just said I was the creative director
of
the Angry Old Man Podcast Theatrical Society.
Which makes you the biggest...
Shut up, Cheeks. Will you please just knock it off?
Yeah, let's knock it off and continue with the podcast here.
Hold on for a second.
What?
Don't you hear Spritzy barking?
Somebody's coming.
Yeah.
Can you get up and look, please?
Why do I always have to get up?
Well, because your undercarriage is a little musty and needs a little airing.
Come on, Cheeks. Enough with the undercarriage, all right? Well, let me see. It's Edna and Honey.
Oh, great. I guess we're all back to normal by now. All the jet lag that we suffered with returned from Australia.
Yes. I was waking up all hours of the night. I just could not get a good night's rest.
I've been sleeping like a baby.
You had no problem sleeping?
No, not at all. I've been sleeping really good.
You didn't have jet lag?
No. I didn't.
No jet lag at all?
Not even a teensy bit.
What did you do for sleep?
I took some ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha?
Well, what the hell is ashwagandha?
I think I dated a woman named ashwagandha once.
No, unbelievable.
Well, it was close to it. It sounded like ashwagandha. But what the hell is ashwagandha?
It's an over-the-counter sleeping pill.
Really?
And that also helps you, relax.
I want natural sleep.
Well, you'll have plenty of that when you die.
I know, but...
but in the meantime, I like to sleep.
Well,
so ashwagandha does it for me.
Sounds like ashwagandha used to do it for Curly, too.
Well, I don't know if it was ashwagandha, but it was pretty close to that,
Well, that's...
Ow!
That's dangerous.
That
door drives me crazy.
It's nuts.
Oh, yeah. I wish we could do something about that damn door.
Yes.
But I guess... I'm stuck with it just like I am with Robert.
Hey!
That's not funny, Edna.
Well,
it's a little funny.
Just teasing. You know that. Hello, boys. How are you all?
Hi, Edna.
Hey, Harry.
Honey. Hello, Mr. Cheeks.
No grading for me.
Oh, hello, Curly. That didn't sound very sincere.
Mr. Cheeks, please don't start.
Hello, Curly.
I think you got slammed like I did.
I think you're right. What the hell's that all about, honey?
Well, you're always demanding to be acknowledged, to be recognized.
Yeah.
You know, there's only so much attention that I can give to you.
Who else would you be giving your attention to but me?
Well, I could use a little.
Shut up, Cheeks. You can go home and get cozy with Rosie. Bring Funny's attention to me.
I should go home and get cozy with Rosie.
I like that.
You like what?
Getting cozy with Rosie.
Hey. Now, you want to get cozy with Rosie, too.
That's not what I'm saying, Edna, okay?
Yes, you did. You said you wanted to get cozy.
No, I just said that I like that rhyme, cozy with Rosie, but maybe I'd like to get cozy with Rosie since you feel like you're stuck with me like that noisy front door.
There is no getting cozy with my Rosie.
Why not? You
get cozy with your Rosie.
I was just kidding, Robert, when I said that I was stuck with you like the front door. It was just a joke. Don't take it personal.
Well, yes, and you too, Curly. Don't get all personal on me just because of my inflection.
Well, honey, to be perfectly honest, I think your inflection needs a little correction.
What? I agree with Cheeks. I think your inflection does need a correction and make it into a little more... more loving delivery and not all hello, Curly.
All right, so my inflection should give you an erection. Is that what you're looking for?
How the hell did we get from hello, Curly, to an inflection leading to an erection for Curly? Well, what's going on here?
Well, I think it all started when Robert wanted to get cozy with Rosie.
No, I
didn't. And before you knew it, Curly was looking for an erection.
Well, truth be told, Curly's erection has an infection.
What?
Honey.
So there.
That's personal, honey. I mean, you can't talk about my erection.
Wait a second, Curly.
What? What is it?
You really have an infection in your erection?
According to honey.
Well, it's not me.
Well, if it's not you, then who told you that I have an infection in my erection?
Well, I just came back from our primary physician.
Yeah.
I went down to pick up my prescription for my birth control pills.
The birth control pills?
Honey, and,
hold it.
What?
You went to your primary physician to pick up the prescription for your birth control pills?
Yes, doesn't everyone?
Honey,
what?
Do you know you're 75 years old?
And?
And what use do you have for birth control pills?
Well, knowing Curly, would you want to have any children with him?
Hey, come on now.
What?
Yeah, I resent that, you know?
Why do you resent that?
What's wrong with having children with me?
Curry. There's a lot wrong with that.
Curly, we've discussed it many, many times. Children, you don't bring lightly into the world.
Yes.
And especially with you.
Why especially with me?
Well, because by the time our child became a teenager, you would be 100 years old.
So what? Al Pacino is having a baby right now, and he is 83 years old.
And?
So when his child is in high school, he'll be over 100 years old, too.
Yes, but he's Al Pacino. Gina, and you are Curly Fries.
So what?
So I'm not having a child with you, but I would have a child with Al Pacino.
You would have a child with Al Pacino.
You should have stayed with Ashwagandha.
Yes.
He would probably be having a kid with you right now.
Come on, Chase.
Who in the hell is Ashwagandha?
Yeah, tell her who Ashwagandha was, Curly.
Well, Ashwagandha was my yoga teacher.
She was the slut yoga teacher of yours,
huh? She was not a slut, but she was my yoga teacher.
If she was not a slut, how did you wind up dating her?
Yeah.
Well, we were, doing our poses, and we were doing the downward facing dog.
Downward facing dog.
Yes, the downward facing dog, also known as Adho Mukha Svanasana.
What was it called?
Don't laugh, man. It's not funny. I was doing the downward facing dog, which is also known as Adho Mukha it's fun somehow.
I think you're bullshit.
Don't laugh, man.
There's no such thing as Adho Mucha, whatever the
Yes, there is. I'm telling you it is.
He is right, Robert.
He is?
Yes. But it's called Adho Mucha Svansana.
Svansana.
I used to take yoga, too, and the downward facing dog is Adho Mucha Svanasana.
Wait a second.
What?
You just said Svanasana.
Yes, that's what it is.
First time you said it was Adho Mucha Svansana.
I heard that.
And now it's Savasana. What the hell is it?
It is Savasana.
I don't care what it's called. What I want to know is how did you start doing a doggy style with old ashwagandha?
It's not doggy style, honey.
No, honey, it's not doggy style. It's downward facing dog.
Downward facing dog is what it is.
Yes, but if I'm not mistaken, when you're doing down facing dog, the butt is sticking up in the air, correct?
Yes, it is.
Where were you when all this started happening?
Well, I was observing Ashwagandha where she was doing the down facing dog.
Okay.
From the down facing dog, she transitioned into standing forward bend or Uttanasana.
Uttanasana.
So she was standing there bent over in front of you.
Oh, yes. She bent over in front of me.
And how many other students were there, and where was this taking place?
It was just she and I in the yoga studio.
And where was the yoga studio?
Yeah, well, it was in the spare bedroom of her tiny apartment.
In the spare bedroom of her tiny apartment.
The yoga studio.
And one thing led to another.
Well...
And the next pose you were doing was Hide the Baloney Pony. Is that what it was?
Edna, please tell her there no Hide the Baloney Pony.
Yes, honey. Curly is correct. There is no Hide the Baloney Pony pose.
I don't care, Edna, whether it's Uttanasana, Guantanamera, or whatever it is. All I know is that he was cheating on me with Aquasana.
No.
It wasn't Aquasana, honey.
Yeah.
Aquasana is a water filter.
Exactly.
Providing clean and refreshing tasting water for your home.
I don't care.
It was Ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha.
Ashwagandha. She was my yoga teacher, and you were nowhere to be seen at that time in my life.
Oh, yeah? Where was I, huh?
Probably stripping someplace in the Midwest, showing your boots to some toothless goober.
You bastard.
Bastard?
Yes. My audience was comprised of gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
And not toothless goobers like yourself.
I'm a toothless goober now.
Yes, you are.
Come on, honey. You know I have implants.
So?
Toothless goobers don't have any teeth or implants. They have got nothing.
Yeah.
They just whistle when they talk.
Oh,
whistle
God.
When they talk?
Yes.
Oh,
hey,
Mr.
Curly,
Cheeks.
You just did a commercial for Aquasana.
Yes.
Are you getting a little kickback for that?
No, I'm not getting any kickbacks. I was just pointing out to honey that Aquasana was not my yoga teacher, but a water filter.
Yes, honey. You were not in his life at that point, so there's no reason for you to be jealous.
Exactly.
You know, and of course, you were also very busy with your life.
I was, yes.
Probably he has some reason to be a little jealous as well, but he's not jealous.
No.
You're
no.
not jealous, are you, Curly?
Well, only if you were to sire a child with Al Pacino.
That ain't going to happen.
Why's that?
He's got a cute 29-year-old girlfriend.
He does, yes.
Curly, you have nothing to worry about.
I'm not worried. Honey is with me for the duration.
Oh, yes. You're stuck with me, love man.
Oh, you're going to get it.
Oh, you're such a tease.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yes, it is.
But what were we talking about before Ashwagandha popped
out? Honey and her birth control pills.
Yes.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
Well, it's my hormone replacement pills that I have to take.
Oh, yes, but those are not birth control pills.
They're not?
No, that's hormone replacement therapy that focuses on replacing the estrogen that your body no longer makes after menopause.
Right.
You are postmenopausal.
Well, so are you.
Well, yes, I know I am too, but I'm not taking any.
And why aren't you taking any pills?
Well, because Robert is a big enough pill in my life.
Now I'm a pill.
Oh, Jesus. And I don't need any more pills.
And you're about as dry as a dead dingo's donger down there.
Excuse me?
Dead dingo's donger?
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
I picked that up down in Australia.
And just what does that mean, as dry as a dead dingo's donger?
I believe he's saying that a dead dingo's cock is not very moist.
Now you're comparing me to some dead wild dog's cock.
Well, being a big old fat pill in your life was not exactly a compliment.
Yes, but I didn't compare you to some dead dog's cock.
Well, Edna, but his is about as moist as a dead dingo's as
well. You got that right.
Well, what do you mean you got that right?
Yes.
Now, mine is as dry as a dead dingo's?
That is correct.
Excuse me, everyone.
What is it, honey?
Could you please explain to me what a dead dingo's donger is? Because I've never heard that before.
Well, honey, let me explain that for you.
Okay.
You know how sometimes you tell me that you're as dry as bone?
I've never told you that.
Well, yes, you did. You told me last night to go get the joy jelly for you because you're as dry as a bone.
You must be delirious from all the Viagra that you take every night.
Honey.
You're taking a lot of Viagra.
Chicks, and honey, how dare you reveal to everyone that I take Viagra?
How dare I?
Yes.
And here you are telling everyone that I'm as dry as a bone, and you're always out there getting my joy jelly.
Well,
Curly, she is right.
She's right.
Yes, she is right. You should not be revealing your private bedroom conversations here on the podcast.
Yeah, but you have no trouble revealing ours.
What did I reveal?
You said you didn't want to take any more pills because I was a big enough pill in your life.
And you said that I was dry down there as a dead dingo's donger.
Well, that's funny.
It was funny.
Yes, it was funny. And yours was hurtful.
It was a joke, Robert. You can't take a joke.
I can't take a joke.
No, you can't.
Ah, you're
full
of crap.
Just because I said you were a pill, right away, you gotta go to some dead dog's cock rotting out in the middle of the Australian desert.
Well, when I heard it in Australia, I thought it was kind of quaint.
It was quaint.
Yeah, it was quaint.
Well, it's not.
Australians have their way with words.
And I have my way with words, too.
And what's that?
Go fuck yourself. That's my way.
That's not very nice.
All right, everyone. I believe that Robert has a point and Edna has a point.
Okay, so what's Robert's point?
Well, you have to agree that saying that something is as dry as a dead dingo's donger is, clever.
Yeah.
It's funny, don't
you
think?
Maybe.
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe a little. Yeah.
And, of course, your point being that we should keep our private conversations where they belong.
And where is that?
In our heads.
Exactly. Yes, I agree with you there.
Right. And honey, sweetheart, I apologize profusely for letting everyone know that you said that you were as dry as a bone.
Oh, there you go again.
I misspoke.
Yes.
And I'm terribly sorry.
And I'm terribly sorry that you have to take mass quantities of Viagra to make your soldiers stand up and salute.
I know, but there was no need to repeat that again.
Yes, but I said I was terribly sorry, okay?
She said she was terribly sorry.
Fine.
And as long as
I heard it.
You say those words, everything is okay.
Of course.
Right, Edna?
Well, it's okay only if you throw in the midst of it, a nice go fuck yourself. From that point on, everything is fine.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yes.
But I'm so happy that we got it all worked out.
But I still have to make one more point.
Uh-huh.
We all agree that men and women are different.
I'll go along with that.
While women go through their menopause, men can still make a baby.
You can still make a baby.
Yeah, I can still make a kid if I wanted to.
Oh, you can, huh?
Yes, I can.
Good luck doing that without a prostate, idiot.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yes.
I guess I'm as dry as a dead dingo's donger, too.
Yeah. Ditto.
In fact, we all are.
And Curly's dried up donger is infected, too.
My donger is infected?
Yes, Curly.
Yes.
The results came back, and you have UTI.
Why do I always have to catch everything?
Lucky you.
Oh, and just exactly what is UTI?
Isn't that a French airline?
No, that's UTA.
Yeah, I got a French airline between my legs. What are you, nuts?
You know, I've heard of UTA, but I don't know what a UTI is.
UTI is urinary tract infection.
Don't laugh, please. Be serious, everyone.
Isn't UTI a woman's disease? disease?
Oh, God.
You get one every other day there, Edna.
I don't get one every other day. I get them, as I'm sure. Yeah. Honey gets them as well.
Oh, yes, I've had my share.
So, yeah. Curly, how did this all come about? When did you start feeling
it? Well, towards the end of our Australian trip, I started having a little bit of a pain when I would urinate, and it didn't get better. So when I got back home, I went to see our primary physician. They took my urine sample.
Yeah.
And I guess the urine sample came back, and I have UTI, a woman's disease.
And why am I not surprised?
But what the hell do you mean by that?
Well, you're the only guy that I know who could wind up having a woman's disease.
But come on, Cheeks.
Well,
this is nothing to laugh about.
Yeah, exactly.
Honey, did they tell you how is it possible that I got this UTI thing?
Well, the doctor said that men after 70 can contract UTI or the urinary tract infection.
Yes, but how did I get it?
I just looked it up on the iPad.
And it says what?
The common cause of UTI in the urethra is a sexually transmitted disease.
Sexually transmitted
disease. That's what it says here. And bacteria E. coli are the most common cause of UTIs.
E. coli.
Yes, E. coli.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds like some kind of a soft drink.
Yeah, and you can also get diet E. coli.
Oh, stop, Cheeks. Stop kidding around. I'm serious here. What's E. coli?
E. coli can be found in fecal matter. That's what it is.
In shit?
That's right, in shit.
Yes, Curly.
So, did you guys do it in the butt while we were in Australia?
No, we didn't do it in the butt.
Are you sure?
Absolutely not, because this back door is for exit only. There is no entrance allowed.
Not even for his birthday?
Not even if it was his last day on Earth.
You wouldn't grant his dying wish.
No, Mr. Cheeks.
Not even if he was dying.
Oh, she's got hemorrhoids.
Curly!
Oh, my God.
What do you do?
How dare you? You just blurt out that she has hemorrhoids.
Well, I'm not lying, okay? Well, she does.
Well, I'm not surprised.
What do you mean you're not surprised about Honey having hemorrhoids?
Because we all have them.
That's right. Honey is right.
Again, all because of Mr. X.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mr. X has them, so we have to have them as well. It's a nice little gift that he gave us.
Yes, thanks so much.
Yes, but should we be talking about this?
Why can't we talk about it?
Well, someone could be eating a nice, juicy steak sandwich right now, and here we are talking about hemorrhoids.
But you know, Edna, every time we start talking about something gross, someone is always eating a steak sandwich.
Yeah, so?
Well, not everyone likes steak sandwiches. Couldn't someone be having a vegetarian a meal, perhaps a tofu salad or something like that.
A tofu salad.
Yes, a tofu salad.
I think if they were eating a plate full of broken glass.
Broken glass?
The moment someone's talking about things popping out of somebody's ass, you're going to lose your appetite no matter what eating, you know?
You're right.
I know.
It's not conducive. No. To a hearty appetite.
No.
Well, yes, that's true, but I just didn't want our vegetarian friends, to feel left out.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
They could be eating a tofu salad.
Yes, they could be eating an old pair of shoes, but it wouldn't make any difference. But we once again strayed from our topic, right?
But we were talking about Curly's, UTI, or the urinary tract infection. As though that's a better subject in case someone is having that steak sandwich.
And we sincerely apologize for ruining your steak sandwich or a tofu salad.
Yes, we do.
But I'm sure if we start talking about Curly's urinary tract infection,
must we?
That's not going to make your meal any more appetizing.
Yeah.
That's for darn sure.
No, it's not.
So how did Curly get the infection if you guys, didn't do it in the back door.
No, we didn't do it in the back door, but the doctor did say that men in their 70s are susceptible to it.
Oh.
And also, if you are in a humid and hot condition, you can I guess from sweating or whatever,
right.
you can develop, or men can develop a UTI, and that's what he has. They prescribe some antibiotics, and he has to take it for about 10 to 14 days, and he should be fine.
Well, we were in Australia.
We were.
You know, along the northern coast, and it was summertime. It was hot. It was humid.
Warm, yes.
So perhaps that's what happened.
Well, I guess now that we're all here, we can talk about our trip to Australia.
Yes, that was one hell of a month that we spent there.
Oh, yeah.
We left on March the 7th.
We did.
And what's special about March the 7th?
Well, it comes before March the 8th.
No, that's not it.
No, that's not it.
No, honey. That's not it.
No.
March the 7th is a holiday here at the Angry Old Man Podcast.
Yeah.
It's a holiday.
Yes, it's a holiday.
That we celebrate.
Yes, it's we a celebrate holiday. A special person.
Well, I know it's not me, so if it's not me, whom do we celebrate?
Well, honey, the person whom we celebrate, as much as I love her, it also brings on a bit of unhappiness for me.
Unhappiness.
Do you know why, honey?
Well,
think.
No, I have no idea.
You have no idea.
No
Sorry,
idea.
I don't.
Honey, it's Marcia Palazzi's birthday.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Dear old Marcia.
Yes.
Our oldest and dearest friend in Australia, of all places.
Right.
So we were in Australia.
Exactly.
The day of her birthday.
Yes.
And how come we didn't go celebrate with her?
Well, because we were in Sydney, and I believe she lives someplace near Melbourne or something like that. So, you know. Great big distance between us, and we didn't, make any arrangements or plans. We don't communicate with her on a regular basis. We just celebrate her birthday.
Oh.
However, this year, that celebration may be a bit questionable.
So we're not celebrating it today, Robert?
Yes, we will celebrate it today on the podcast.
Okay.
However, future birthdays are up in the air because...
Why?
Our Facebook page has been turned off.
Yes.
And Marcia Palazzi was our very first Facebook page like, and we've been celebrating that first like ever since we started this podcast.
Yes, that is correct. But you know, our Facebook page apparently was a very old version of Facebook, and it had to be updated, but we had no idea how to do it.
Right.
In fact, it was
Marcia
who posted a little note if some of the younger whippersnappers who are, you know, part of our Facebook page
and more tech
savvy could figure out how to do it. But no one came forward, and our Facebook page was locked down.
That Zuckerberg guy just shut us down, so we don't have a Facebook page anymore. And
I hate him.
So we're just going to remain faceless.
We will remain faceless, but life goes on, as they say.
So are we going to, start a new Facebook page? Or
I don't think so.
No.
No, it's just too much trouble, and, it's
way
not
too much.
Giving us any new listeners, so what's the point?
Yeah, besides, I would like to know, Edna, why is it that Marcia's birthday causes you such pain?
Well, because of that disgusting someone from Las Vegas comes down here to sing for her, and he brings me a boatload of unhappiness. That is why.
And who specifically are you?
Penis, the penis, and the love spots. That's who I'm talking about.
Did they change the name back to Love Spots?
No, I misspoke. It's still Enos the Penis and the Butt Plugs.
And the Butt Plugs. So, Robert, is Enos coming down today to sing for...
No, he's not coming down to sing. Actually, he recorded a brand new happy belated birthday song for Marcia.
Oh, nice.
And you won't believe where he recorded that particular song. while we were in Sydney.
Well, I know that it's not at the world-famous Sydney Opera House, if that's what you're asking.
Well, yes, my dear, you are wrong.
What do you mean I'm wrong?
At the Sydney Opera House, Enos the Penis and the Butt Plugs recorded a happy belated birthday song for Marcia Pilazzi,
yes,
along with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra.
Come on, you're joking, man.
I am telling you the God's honest truth.
He recorded the song in the Sydney Opera House.
Yes, he did it live with the Sydney Symphony Orchestra accompanying him with the Bud Plugs, of course, playing the rhythm section.
How the hell did he pull that off?
Well, he knows someone who knows someone else who had the keys to the Sydney Opera House.
I don't believe that. He knew a guy who knows a guy who had the keys to the Sydney Opera House.
And they snuck in the middle of the night, and I guess the guy who had the keys happens to be a very good friend of the symphony orchestra conductor, and she got the orchestra together, and they played along with Enos.
You're telling me that the Sydney Symphony Orchestra, a prestigious organization, actually played with Enos the Penis and the Butt Plugs on the stage of the world-famous Sydney Opera House. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, indeed. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, so much for the prestige and the dignity of the Sydney Opera House and the Symphony Orchestra.
Well, Edna, in Enos's defense, you know, he's a pretty popular entertainer in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is the show business capital of the world.
Of course it is.
But his band is called The Butt Plugs. How prestigious is that?
Well, I'll give you that. It's not a very prestigious name, but, you know, they are a very good band.
Well, Edna, in defense of the Butt Plugs, they are very useful appliance.
Honey, with all due respect, not everyone requires that appliance.
Oh, I know that, but the people who do use the said Butt Plugs, you know, probably are offended that you are disparaging.
Honey, now we're arguing about butt plugs.
Enough about
please.
The butt plugs, okay?
I just
that's Enos's problem.
Yeah.
And we are talking about the song that he recorded.
You know, Robert, I'm really looking forward to hearing this recording that was made especially for Marcia Pilazzi for her perhaps the last birthday that we'll ever celebrate here on the Angry Old Man podcast because you know, no more Facebook.
But Robert, I don't think the folks at the Sydney Opera House are going to be appreciative of us playing the song that was illegally recorded at the
I would say covertly and not illegally. It was done, you know, with
at night.
Covertly. Enos didn't break in.
Well, I know.
He didn't break the door down.
No,
they opened the door for him.
Exactly.
The symphony orchestra came in as a favor to the conductor, and they played along with Enos on the songs.
I just don't like
it. You know, as difficult as that is to believe, if it is true...
It is absolutely true.
As you say that it's true.
Yes.
I think we have to hear that song, because if he went through all the trouble to record the song at the world-famous Sydney Opera House, we have to hear it, of course.
You will hear it, because I was there, and I recorded with my iPhone.
Honey, I didn't know you were there with Enos.
Honey, what the hell do you mean you were there with Enos and you recorded it with your iPhone? Where was I?
You were snoring away at the hotel and I was completely awake and Enos said, hey, honey, you want to go to the Sydney Opera House? I said, sure, let's go. I went and I recorded it with the iPhone.
You went with Enos to the Sydney Opera House without me.
I did, because you were snoring away there.
Well, yeah, I realized I was snoring, but honey...
I was awake.
Why didn't you wake me? And,
well, I tried, but you were just dead to the world and snoring.
I don't know if I like this, you sneaking behind my back with Enos to the Opera House.
Curly, this was once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for me to go into the Sydney Opera House and actually sit there while the symphony orchestra plays with Enos the Penis and the Butt Plugs. And happy birthday to Marsh Blossom.
Yeah. Well,
how many times will that ever happen in my or your lifetime?
It'll never happen in anyone's lifetime. That's for damn sure.
And she said that she was trying to wake you, Curly, but you were just snoring away there.
Yes. Well, I don't think she tried very hard. You know, she could have poured some water on me or kicked me in the kidneys or something. You know,
she could have kicked you in the kidneys.
Yes, right. Kicked me in the kidneys so I have to get up and go piss.
Oh. Okay, well, next time I will kick you in the kidney, but I didn't think of that at the moment, so I'm sorry.
You should have kicked him in the balls.
That would have woken him up. How about I kick you in the balls? All right.
See how you feel.
Enough.
But he's telling her to kick me in the balls next time.
Well, if that's what it takes to wake you up for a special occasion, I would do it.
Okay, next time I'll kick him in the balls.
Yeah, you told her to go ahead and kick you in the kidneys.
So kidneys are okay, but the boys have to be left alone, okay?
Okay. So, honey, you have the recording?
Well, I don't have the recording. Enos took it because he said he would have to do a little sweetening on it.
A little sweetening.
Yes, and he's coming down. He should be here anytime.
Oh,
and when he gets here, we'll do a little interview with him, and we'll play the song that was recorded at the Sydney Opera House.
Okay, I will listen, but I'm not going to like it.
Spritzy is barking. That's not Enos, is it?
Oh, God, no.
Curly, can you look and see who's coming?
Oh, yeah, let me see. Oh, it's Mama.
Mama.
Yeah, it's Mama Angelina.
Oh, I hope she's feeling better.
Yeah.
Looks like the bandages are still on.
Oh, I'm sure we're going to hear about that.
Oh, poor thing.
Well, it's her own fault.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, but it was unfortunate that it happened.
She's the one that wanted to go see the kangaroos.
I tried to talk her out of it, but she just
wouldn't listen.
Yeah, but she was right.
She was right.
To go all the way to Australia and not to see the kangaroos would have been a sin.
Yes. Yes.
I know, but...
Little Ethel.
It's open, Mama. Yeah.
Come on in, Mama.
That door.
Yeah, tell me about
that door.
You know, I have a bunch of bacon grease. Maybe you can use that.
Yeah, that'll do.
I hate that fucking door.
We do, too, Mama.
Yeah, Mama, we do.
Awful. Hello, everybody.
Yeah, right
hello,
back
Mr. at
you. Oh, grazie. Let me take the load off.
Yeah.
Let me help you with your chair.
Oh, grazie, little Edna.
Oh, no problem, Mama.
You okay?
You feel better now?
Oh, little Gilda.
It's Edna, Mama.
Edna.
Yes.
I have not felt good since
1943.
Oh.
Since 1943, huh?
That's right. 1943.
Oh. What happened in 43?
What didn't happen in 43?
I don't know what didn't happen or what happened. What are you talking about?
Well, to mind your own business affairs. Nobody else could do.
Don't attack Robert. He was just trying to be nice to you.
He's always trying to make a fun of Mom.
No, he's not. He is just trying to be nice to you. Always.
He's being nice.
Yes, he's always trying to be nice to you.
He's a stronzo.
He's a stronzo?
And
what's that?
He's an anus.
What's anus?
That's a hole. That's what he is, asshole.
Oh, he's not.
Nice talk.
Mille grazie.
You kiss your son with that mouth?
Shut up about my son. I don't want to talk about that jabon.
Yeah, he's a jabon, all right.
I'm not even going to ask you what a jabon is.
Grazie.
But did you bring a cake there with you for Marsha? Birthday?
Oh, si, si. I baked my famoso better than sex tiramisu.
Oh, really?
Oh, si, si.
Isn't that nice?
Now, sure, it's nice. Did you ever bake the cake?
I don't think so.
You baked the squadouche.
I baked the squadouche.
Mama, may I have a slice of your better than sex tiramisu cake?
Oh, get a load of the hooker then. She wants a slice of the better than sex tiramisu cake, huh?
Mama, how dare you insult the woman that I love.
A woman you love, huh?
Yes.
Come on, Mama, don't be like that.
Yeah,
please.
Don't be like
that. Just be nice.
Please be nice.
I'm nice. I bake the cake.
I know.
Yeah.
I bake all the time. I bake 4 cakes already for a little Marsha Palazzi.
Yeah.
And then you don't wish her a happy birthday, but wait 4 months to wish her a happy birthday.
Well, you know, we were busy. We went to Australia, and then we did the a fundraiser with Nicholas Haskins.
Oh, Nicholas Haskins.
That's right.
That poor Marsha Palazzi is almost another year old.
Well, we're going to wish your happy birthday right now. So, you know.
I know.
Yeah, you know.
And what do you want to know?
So when you're going to take all those bandages off your head, you're looking like a mummy.
And you look like a douchebag, eh?
I look like a douchebag.
Say it like a stinky used douchebag.
Mama, just relax, please. He was just trying to ask you what's happening with your bandages on your head.
Yeah. Oh, that's a fucking a kangaroo. I hate that kangaroo.
Yeah.
I will always hate that the kangaroo.
I don't blame you, but remember we told you to stay the hell away from that kangaroo.
I know, but he was just a little baby kangaroo, Giuseppe.
His name was Giuseppe.
See, a little Giuseppe.
But
in Australia, they call him a Joey.
That's right.
But in Italy, we call him a Giuseppe.
Giuseppe is little Joey.
See?
But what happened was that Giuseppe's mother came and didn't like for you trying to pet little Giuseppe.
Right. Well, that bitch, a kangaroo, came over and she's all pissed off at me because I wanted to pet the little Giuseppe.
Well, she was trying to protect little Giuseppe.
I wasn't going to hurt the little Giuseppe.
Why, you didn't have to kick her, though.
I wanted to show her who's the boss.
Yeah, well, you found out who the boss is.
Yes.
That was a father kangaroo who came in and knocked you on your ass.
Oh, my God.
Sure did.
He knocked me down on my ass. And when I look at the app, I have never seen a bigger set of kangaroo goyuns in my life.
Mama, what are goyuns?
It's a ball.
Testicles.
That's what I said. That the kangaroo male had a set of balls.
Oh, yeah.
They were at least 10 pounds each. He put the curly fries to shame.
Come on, Mama, there's no need for that. Come on, have some decorum.
I got your decorum right here.
Mama, please, there's no need to be mean.
Mama, so why in the hell did you decide to challenge that kangaroo to a boxing match?
Well, I was for peace.
You were pissed.
See, I was a piss. Because I was not going to let the big balls of kangaroo pushing me around.
Yes.
But he knew how to box.
Yes.
Better than Mama.
Yes, he was as good as Mike Tyson. He really messed your face all up.
Oh, that bachigaloop kangaroo.
Yes.
Didn't just mess up on my face either.
Not just your face.
Oh, no.
No?
He really messed it up, Mama.
Oh, no.
He broke a tree ribs.
Three ribs?
Oh, see, tree ribs.
Wow. Anything else?
He hit my kidneys so hard.
Yeah.
Yes. I have been pissing for 6 weeks nonstop now.
6 weeks.
6 weeks of nonstop pissing.
Oh, Mama, that's so terrible.
Oh, see, but you know me. I don't like to complain.
No, you don't like to complain, so let's just move on with the conversation here.
Well, I have a couple more diseases, if you'd like to know about them.
No, thank you very much. We'll cover that next time.
Of course.
But now that you're here,
we
would like to mention a few more interesting things that happened to us while we were in Australia. In addition to you getting your ass kicked by a kangaroo whose testicles weighed over 20 pounds.
Oh, huge.
Padre Dio, those were some huge goyuns.
They were rather sizable.
Yes, as much as we would love to talk about those goyuns, Robert, I think you want to pick it up about our experience in the Sydney Harbor, correct?
Oh, yes. When we first landed in Sydney, our hotel was right in the harbor area, so that's where we went.
Yes, and we could see the opera house right from the window of our hotel.
I would say it was surreal.
Oh, it was just like a dream.
Yes,
a dream. Yes, because we've all seen the famous opera house on television, in movies. It's an iconic building, one of the most recognized in the world.
And it's beautiful.
And to see it right there in front of you was just fantastic.
It really was, and we walked all around it. We had some coffee.
Espresso.
Enjoyed our surroundings.
Yes, we sure did, but it wasn't just the opera house that was enjoyable.
Well, the whole harbor.
Yes.
The iconic bridge, which the locals call the coat hanger.
Coat hanger.
To see that and the opera Opera House that we've seen so many times, like on New Year's Eve when the fireworks are going off.
Right.
It was really unique to be there and experience that. We were very thrilled to be there.
Our first day was mainly around the harbor area, but then in the evening, we
didn't do much. No. We were all very tired.
Well, we were tired, so we had dinner in the room.
Yes.
We had room service.
It was
had a good night's rest.
Exactly.
And the following day was just filled with activity.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
First, we took a little boat ride to,
fun.
I think it's called Manly Beach.
Right.
Yes, it was Manly Beach.
Yes, Manly Beach.
I had to restrain Honey. She was all excited.
Why am I not a surprise?
And what is that supposed to mean?
That you had to restrain Honey. That's what I'm not surprised
by. I thought it was a nude beach. It's called Manly Beach only because it is situated in Manly, New South Wales.
Exactly.
And it is a
regular beach.
I guess a beach situated among the northern beaches of Sydney.
Yes, very nice.
And then we went for a lovely lunch at a restaurant called The Boathouse.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really nice, and we enjoyed that.
We did.
Then we all went back and to the hotel, took another nap.
What else?
And then that evening, we took a dinner cruise.
We did.
With Captain Cook dinner cruises.
Great.
All around the harbor.
Oh, man, was that exciting.
It was magical.
Beautiful.
That's how I can describe it. It was magical.
Magical.
To see all the city lights and the opera house lit up at night and the bridge. It was magical.
Yes.
That's how I would describe our trip to Australia.
Yes.
Magical.
Magical.
And then that evening, while everyone was asleep,
I got my ass kicked by a kangaroo.
No, Mama, that was the following week in Perth that you got your ass kicked.
Oh, see. All right, so what happened that the night when everybody was asleep?
Is when the magic really took place at the Sydney Opera House.
And right on cue, there he is, Enos the penis, minus the butt plugs.
Listen to that engine purr.
Oh, yes.
I love that car of theirs.
Yes, it's magical, just like our trip.
Well, he woke up spritzy.
I wish I was asleep.
Come on, don't start right away, please.
Well, I just don't like it, Robert. I'm sorry.
No, you don't, but just pretend for a little while, please, okay?
I like Mr. Penis.
Open up,
I know you
it's open, Enos. Come on in.
Come in.
All right.
I hate that door.
Hello, Mr. Penis.
Oh, hello there, little
boy. Hello.
How are you doing? You're looking good as always.
Oh, mille grazie, Mr. Penis.
Oh, aren't you kind?
Can I touch your cobra now?
Oh, no. The cobra's sleeping now.
Sleeping. Grab a chair there, Enos.
Oh, I don't mind if I do.
There you go.
Thank you.
How you doing, buddy? Did you have a good drive from Las Vegas?
Oh, man, 17 hours, bumper to bumper.
Oh, that freeway is bad.
Speaking of bumping, hello there, Miss Honeydew.
Hi.
How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm fine, and you?
Do you two realize that I am here, and I'm hearing all of this crap between the two of you?
Yes, I'm here, Jesus. And I'm just trying to be civil with the man.
You're civil.
And you're
Everybody.
Immediately getting jealous.
How can I not? You're about to jump on top of each other there.
Curly.
Right in front of
Curly.
Me. There's no jumping going on here, man. Just cool your jets. Cool my jets.
Everybody
right.
Cool your jets. Just knock it off, everybody.
Robert.
Please.
Well, he's coming in here with his doo-hoo-hoo-hoo stuff. You know, he's kind of strutting around.
And
it makes me feel bad, man. It makes me, feel emasculated.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Curly Q. I didn't mean to make you feel emasculated.
See, I was.
You know that Enos is old, fat, and bald.
Yes.
I have no desire for him any more than I do for, let's say, a homeless bum out in the street.
A homeless bum out in the street. Is that what you said?
With all due respect.
Yeah. Well, look, you want to talk about emasculation?
Well,
there
was no emasculation intended for you as well. Yes.
Oh, I feel a whole lot better now.
Well, that's good. See?
Little Edna, you want to pile on? down too?
No, thank you.
No, you don't?
No, I don't.
Well, that's a new one.
Yes, I made a promise.
Any interest in petting the cobra?
Only if you're about to have a stroke.
And now you made a promise.
I know.
All right.
I apologize, Enos.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Enos, I received the recording that you sent me from the Sydney Opera House.
Oh, yes.
And I didn't play it. I want to wait with everyone so we can all hear it together.
Yeah.
But I do want to get a little backstory on how it all happened.
Well, you know, while we were in Sydney all together,
yeah,
I wanted to take an opportunity to record, if I could, a special happy belated birthday to old Marcia of Palazzi.
Palazzi.
Palazzi, I'm sorry. And the opportunity came when my cousin.
Your cousin?
Yes, my cousin Cletus.
Your cousin's name is Cletus.
Yes, he is known as Cletus the Fetus.
Cletus the Fetus.
Exactly. I'm known as Enos the Penis, and he is Cletus the Fetus.
Now, do you all have names that rhyme for some reason?
You know, in Tupelo, Mississippi, most people have a nickname that rhymes with their first name.
Oh, sort of like Elvis the Pelvis.
Exactly.
And then Enos the Penis and Cletus the Fetus, right?
Exactly. It was a custom in Tupelo, Mississippi.
I see. So are there any other family members with nicknames?
Yes, I had a grandmother.
And what was her name?
Well, she was Granny the Fanny.
Granny the Fanny. Was her name Fanny?
No, it was not. She just happened to have a gigantic ass.
Your grandma had a gigantic ass. Is that what you said?
That's right. She had a big ass, so they called her Granny the Fanny.
Granny the Fanny.
That was my granny.
Please tell me that your grandfather's name was not Rick.
As a matter of fact, it was.
So did they call him Rick?
The Stick.
The Stick?
Oh, that's right, the Stick.
Was it Stick because he was tall and skinny?
No, it was because he had a really long and skinny dick. Like a stick. I also had a cousin, and her name was Lucy.
The Pussy.
Lucy the Pussy. It was Lucy Juicy.
Lucy Juicy.
That's right, Juicy Lucy.
All right, I think I've had enough with your family.
Well, we are a very colorful bunch.
Oh, you sure are, Enos.
But how does all this pertain to the Sydney Opera House?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. My cousin Cletus.
The Fetus?
Yeah, he married an Aborigines woman down in Australia.
What's her name?
And their neighbor knows a guy who plays cricket with a guy who happens to be the janitor at the Opera House.
The Sydney Opera House.
Yes, the Sydney Opera House. He's the janitor, mm-hmm. and he's got all the keys for the whole building.
And he's the one that opened
the
door for you at the Opera House, and that's how you guys got in.
That's how we got in, and he also happens to know and be very good friends with the conductor of the Sydney Symphony Orchestra that plays at the Opera House.
Wow, man, this is some story, Enos.
Well, that's the way it came about, my friend. You couldn't script this.
I
you know
believe
what I'm
it.
Saying?
No, you couldn't.
And then when you guys were all sleeping, honey was still awake, so I said, honey, come on down. You bring your iPhone with you.
And I did.
And you can record while we play because we have no recording equipment.
Right.
So she did. She recorded everything with her iPhone, right, honey?
I most certainly did. It was beautiful.
Yeah, and I wanted to make sure she had enough memory in her iPhone, but she says she had over 240 gigabytes left. So I know we had plenty of recording room on that iPhone.
Great.
Yes, plenty of room, and I have to tell you, I was in tears.
Oh. From laughing?
No, not from laughing, but just with the emotion.
What was emotional?
Well, when that big symphony orchestra began to play the overture, and it filled the big, gigantic music hall, and then Enos started singing, I was in tears.
I almost cried myself.
You're kidding.
I did. I almost cried.
Well, let's hear it so perhaps we can all start crying as well.
I'm ready to start bawling right now.
I have been bawling all along here.
Aren't you kind, little Edna?
Come on now. So, Enos, you want to introduce the musical masterpiece that we are about to hear?
Absolutely, man. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Sydney Opera House, it is my pleasure to present the musical birthday card for our friend, Marcia Palazzi.
Happy birthday, little Marcia.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. Marcia Palazzi had a very happy belated birthday. You're a year older today. May your day be happy, sunny and bright. And may you enjoy a sandwich with a delicious Vegemite. Dear Marcia Palazzi.
Palazzi, moron.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'm sorry. Palazzi, it is my distinct pleasure to wish you a very happy belated birthday from the world famous Sydney Opera House. That's in Sydney, Australia, in case you didn't know. Little Marcia, you are like that family member that you never see or have never met. But you always send them a birthday card, and we don't know if we're going to be sending you a card next year. So we thought we'd do this one extra good. We want to let you know that you have a beautiful country, and we're sorry that we didn't get to meet in person.
May your day be filled with happiness and cheese fondue, and may an Aborigines gentleman serenade you with his didgeridoo. Oh, little Marcia, a happy belated birthday today.
Good day, mate.
Oh, Enos. Oh, that was so good.
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did. Oh, yes. I concur with Robert.
It was adorable.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you very much.
You know, Enos, if it was any better, it would be terrible.
It would be terrible. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it would be terrible. It was just gorgeous.
Thank you. I thank you.
Oh, Mr. Penis.
Yes?
It was a molto bene. Oh. It was delicious.
Oh, grazie, mamma.
It was delicious. Very delicious.
It was very delicious, huh?
Oh, si, si.
Thank you, mamma.
Yes, it was very delicious. Oh. And speaking of delicious, I love the way you wove in, you know, may your day be happy, sunny and bright, and may you enjoy a sandwich with that delicious Vegemite.
Oh, the Vegemite, yes.
Yeah, that's the famous Vegemite that everyone in Australia just loves.
Yeah, that's right. And did you love it too?
Well, it's an acquired taste, but let's say it's very interesting.
Okay, it was interesting.
And you know what, Enos?
What's that?
I love the second verse even better.
You do?
Yeah, the second verse where it goes, may your day be filled with happiness and cheese fondue.
Oh, yeah, cheese fondue, man.
Yeah. And may an Aborigines gentleman serenade you with his didgeridoo. Oh. That was a master stroke. Oh,
yeah. And speaking of strokes,
Edna, please, Edna.
No, Robert. Let me say what I want to say.
Go ahead.
That was
a stroke of genius.
What?
That's right. A stroke of genius.
Oh, my God.
I just love this year's happy belated birthday to Marcia Palazzi.
Holy crap.
You did a fantastic job.
Is this Edna, my wife?
Yes, Robert. I am Edna, your wife.
Wow. Yeah.
And I had a little bit of a change of heart here, and I have to Enos credit where credit is due.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you very much, little Edna. I really appreciate it.
Can't believe this.
And Enos, may I say this from the bottom of my heart?
You may.
I was so proud to be there and witness this whole thing take place.
Oh, thank you so much, Miss Honeydew.
Enos.
And what about you, Robert? How did you like my song?
Well, I like the song a lot.
All right. But?
Well, I hope you take this the right way. I know you're a professional. And
yes, I am a professional, and I can take criticism when it's warranted.
The only thing, Enos, I noticed that at the very end there, you were a little flat.
Oh, shit.
I was a little flat.
Yeah, right there at the end, you were a little flat.
Well, so is your wife, but you don't hear me complain.
You son of a bitch.
No, I'm a son of a bitch.
Yes.
I was trying to be nice to you, and you're saying that I'm flat-chested.
Well, your husband said that my music was flat.
You were flat. You were singing, "Have a birthday today."
Oh, yeah, well, Miss Honeydew's got bigger titties than your Edna.
You hillbilly bastard.
What
the hell's the matter with you? You're just talking about honey's titties.
I was giving you constructive criticism, and you talk about Edna being flat-chested.
Some constructive criticism.
I was.
I'm getting the hell out of this place.
Yeah, don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Well, y'all can kiss my ass.
Be sure to say hi to your granny.
Jesus Christ.
Granny the fanny.
Well, that didn't end so good, did it?
No, it didn't.
I don't think so, but I did like that symphony orchestra. They sounded really good.
Oh, yes.
Yes, they did, until that fat fucker started singing.
What the hell happened here? I took a little nap. Next thing I know, everybody's a fight.
Yeah.
Mama, go back to sleep.
Okay.
It's time for us to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Aloha, everybody.
Aloha, mama.
Hello, mama.
All right, Cheeks, my friend.
Yes, Robert.
What have you got to say before we say goodbye?
Well, this has been one memorable program for many different reasons.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so happy that
it's over.
We're all back to square one. So long, everybody.
So long, Cheeks. How about you, Curly? What have you got to say for yourself?
Well, Robert, I liked it.
What did you like?
Everything.
Everything.
I loved everything today, except when Enos started hitting on Honey.
Yes.
I'd like to put my foot up his ass.
Get in line.
So long, everybody.
So long, Curly. And how about you, honey?
Yes, Robert.
What's on your lovely mind?
Well, what's on my lovely mind is I want to wish our friend Marcia a very happy belated birthday.
Yes, of course.
And we hope that you did enjoy our special song for you, in spite of all the fighting. Remember, everyone, stay sexy.
Oh, we will, honey.
We will.
And Marcia, we hope that you did have a very happy birthday 4 months ago. And we did enjoy your country very, very much.
Yes.
Australia is a beautiful country, and we had a wonderful time.
And we hope to go back again someday. In the meantime, thank you all very much for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Angry Old Man Podcast.
This is the Angry Old Man Podcast Network. Hey, turn off the microphone. I have to fart. Thank you.